Good morning. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra and the Orpheum Theater Group. Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, it's a rain or shine event, a wonderful event that gets bigger every single year. It's the third annual Cooper Young Garden Walk. This year, it's Cooper Young Goes Native. They're showcasing native plants in an urban setting. Here to tell us more about it, as she does each year, Kim Haliak, thank you so much for coming by this morning.
Hi, Khaki. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to see your garden again this year. I've been on the last two garden tours, and they're so much fun. So we want to tell everybody exactly how it works, because this is a day to come to the Cooper Young neighborhood, and you have the opportunity to enjoy everything it has to offer, plus see some great plants and hear some advice on growing growing native plants in this area from experts that you have that you're going to bring in, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But this really, did you have any idea when you did this a couple years ago that it was going to get this big?
I wanted it to get this big, but I didn't think we would get this big this quick. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting. So you have, what, over 85 homes this year?
We do. We have 89 homes and businesses. We have a community garden. We have a school garden. Visitors are going to see every kind of garden imaginable, from 110 square foot tiny little side yard that is a delight, all the way to the oldest garden and house in Cooper Young, which is the Cheatham Barron House from 1882.
Oh my gosh. I love this. I've read in the information that you sent me that if you have a small yard, it's not limited by the size that you have to work with. It's the only limitation is the size of your imagination.
Exactly. And when you see some of the gardens, we have repurposed material. We have every square inch is utilized in many of the gardens. We have edibles. We have art studios. We have raised beds. We have elegant lawns. We are actually doing different themes this year. So if you're concerned that you can't see all 89 gardens, then pick a theme. You could do the edibles theme or the eclectic or the elegant. Or if you're really short on time, do the short on time theme and see 24 delightful gardens of all themes together.
Oh, my gosh. So within all of this native plant thing, there are different themes, too, from within that.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Now, I love the itinerary that you suggest, because you suggest that folks show up, go to Stone Soup mm-hmm. or one of the other restaurants in Cooper Young for breakfast, and then plot the way that you're going to handle all this and sort of plan your route.
Yes. And we have a shuttle this year. So for those of you that are a little concerned, Cooper Young is a very walkable neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We also have a guided bike tour. You could bring your own bike. You could walk it, take the shuttle, and then come back for lunch in the center of Cooper Young. Even shop a little. We have vendors. We have educational booths. We have some fabulous raffles. And then head out again in the afternoon to see the homes on the other side of Cooper.
There you go. So maybe start on the east side and then eat lunch and go to the west side.
Exactly. And then maybe stay for dinner and drinks afterwards.
There you go. You're going to be tired after all this walking, so you're probably going to need to sit down, have something to eat, and have a cocktail. Well, let's talk about the speakers that you're bringing in. You have someone who's going to be speaking Saturday and then somebody who's going to be speaking Sunday. Your Saturday speaker is pretty famous in his field. Tell us about him.
Yes, he is. Dr. Doug Tallamy wrote the book Bringing Nature Home. He is very much into how do you incorporate native plants into urban settings, because we have to do that. Our pollinators are down, our bees are down. We've got to take the space that we have, and that includes where people live, to bring nature back. And he will be speaking in First Congo Church in the sanctuary, 9 o'clock on Saturday for an hour. You definitely don't want to miss him. He speaks all over the world on native plants.
So what happened? You contacted him, and he was like, sure, I'll show up.
Of course.
So you probably had correspondence with him before in the past.
We did, and we heard him speak, and he made a convert out of many of us who I don't think really understood native plants before, and we do now.
So throw out a couple of names of things that are going to flourish in the Memphis area, something native that people may not know about.
Well, definitely things like blueberries are native to North America. Milkweed, swamp milkweed, native azaleas. You know, we're very, very big on azaleas. azaleas in the South, mm-hmm. but the native azaleas are the one that have the wonderful fragrance, and the pollinators really like them.
And
one of the things that we're doing this year is we're going to be labeling native plants all throughout the garden walk, and labeling some that we consider invasive and giving you other options so that I didn't know some of the plants I had in my garden were invasive. And now that I know, after the garden walk, I'm going to take some of them out and put better ones in. So,
give me an example of an invasive plant.
Well, for example, Japanese honeysuckle. Lots and lots of people have that in their yard. Nandina is invasive. Mm-hmm. Barberry is another one. Privet. These are all things that there are other choices out there. And native plants actually do so well in our environment that we would have to work less if we had more natives.
Well, I think everybody's going to climb on that bandwagon.
I hope so, yes.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Kim Haliak about the 3rd annual Cooper Young Garden Walk. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this is a rain or shine event. It's all about showcasing native plants in an urban setting. And people can just go ahead and get tickets the day of, Saturday.
Yes.
And the tickets are, but you can use them for both days.
Both days. And the tickets are $25, but that includes your shuttle fee. That includes both speakers. And we also have Chris Cosby speaking on Sunday from 4 to 5. And he'll be talking about specific native plants for specific places. We will also have native plant demo gardens throughout the neighborhood, so you can actually see native plants for the specific places you have in your yard.
Oh, wow. This is so much fun, and I have to tell you, it's so much fun going into these yards and then meeting the homeowners. They are eager to talk to you about why they chose to do this and how they designed the garden and just the wonderful things that they're showing off in their yards.
And I'm excited. We started our first year with 24 gardens. We're up to 89. It's people want to show you what they've done. It's beautifying the neighborhood. We're actually hoping to spread this idea beyond the Cooper Young bounds and take it all the way across Memphis.
That would be terrific. And so people that weren't involved at the very beginning are like, well, my yard's great, so I think I'm going to try it this year. And so people just started getting more open to the idea of putting their house on display.
Yes, and you will see gardens of all stages. We have beginner gardeners, and we have very seasoned gardeners. And we want to encourage everyone to garden. So there will be something for everyone, from edibles to eclectic to elegant. You will come away chickens, beekeeping, native plants. There is something for everyone.
Oh, gosh. Well, you can get your tickets at the intersection of Cooper and Young on Saturday.
Yes.
And just remember that ticket is going to be good for Sunday, too. And you were mentioning vendors. You got some Garden Walk t-shirts that are going to be for sale, and some of the businesses in the area are going to have discounts on the things that they sell.
Yes, many of the restaurants will be offering discounts on drinks and food along with some of the shops. We do have several vendors. We have 8 different educational booths. Some of them will be giving away freebies like ferns and various other things. So there's a lot to keep you busy.
And we want to mention, too, that Dr. Chris Cooper, who does the Family Plot,
yes,
on Channel 10, he's going to be at the Garden Walk, too. He's going to be doing mini talks on native plants both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
So you'll see him at his booth and say, hey, because he's just a really nice, cool guy.
Yes, he is, very much so.
All right. Well, I can't believe it's 89 yards. That's just, that's amazing that it's grown so fast.
And what's even more fun, I think, is that there are other gardens who aren't on the walk, but people are sprucing up their yards for all the guests that are coming. So we're going to grab them next year and put them on the walk, too.
Well, you can find out more information by following Cooper Young Garden Walk on Facebook. There's also, when you do that, you'll also see the Facebook page for the Cooper Young Garden Walk bike tour.
Yes.
If you want to take your bike. And there are also bike rentals available, too.
There are at First Congo. And if you take the guided bike ride, $5 of your ticket goes to Urban Food Bike Ministry, and they feed the homeless twice a week, so it's a wonderful cause.
That is a wonderful cause. So follow them on Facebook, Cooper Young Garden Walk, and when you do that, you'll see Cooper Young Garden Walk Bike Tour. You can also find out more information at cooperyounggardenclub.org. And I want to thank Kim Haliak for coming by this morning to tell us all about it, and I'll see you this weekend.
And thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Checking on the Arts Made Possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, presenting Double Piano Concerto with conductor Andrew Crust and praise pianist Archina McCain and Cahal Breslin. Concerts are this Saturday, 7:30 at U of M's Harris Concert Hall, and this Sunday, 2:30 p.m. at GPAC. Tickets available at memphissymphony.org. And by the Orpheum Theater Group, committed to enhancing communities through the performing arts while preserving the historic Orpheum Theater and the Halloran Center for Performing Arts and Education. Details on Orpheum's events, venues, and education initiatives at orpheum-memphis.com.